Welcome back to my hot spot. We are going to continue with the final installment of my conversation with comedian Kendall Ferguson. This is a long one, y'all, so get ready for it. Let's get to it. They feel like it's their right to eat, and they gonna see whether, regardless of whether or not you giving up the ass all the time or not. It's just a matter of, you know what I'm saying, him wanting to do what the fuck he want to do, and I don't know if it's rebellion or because he just, it's some ego shit or whatever, but some niggas is just
A lot of it is ego. A lot of it is ego. He need that ego. Listen, let me ask you this. What if this happened? This is all hypothetical, okay? Let's say your guy, you and your guy get in a relationship. Yeah, so you meet this guy, you get up with him. You send him through his course because, you know, pussy don't run out. So you don't really ride up to him. You send him through the bullshit, you know, make him jump a couple hoops, sit, stay, roll over, all that shit. He do it good. So you go ahead and jam some pussy, right? Give him a little treat. Get his pussy, right? You love it. Tear your ass up. Oh, I love it, motherfucker. Oh, I love it. You over there. Every chance you get trying to get the pussy. I mean, trying to get the dick. Every chance you get, man, it's going down. Then y'all get into a relationship. I mean, what more could you even ask, man? It's a relationship. I mean, such a good nigga. Oh, this is just so beautiful and great. But the sex fall off. What do you do? I mean, fall off bad. Not no little bump. I'm talking about fall the fuck off. So it falls totally off. Then what do you do?
Then what do I do?
What do you do?
Okay, you saying I'm with this nigga. In the beginning, the sex is off the chain.
I'm talking about in the beginning. This man, every time y'all fuck, let's say y'all fuck 5 days a week, 6, 7 days a week, it don't matter. But every time, you pretty much guarantee 3 nuts. Like, guaranteed. You can motherfucking write a check, and it's going to cash 3 nuts guaranteed. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now y'all, you know what I'm saying, get a relationship. It's a year later, and you can't even get one, period.
Well, I would think that if I'm bored, then his ass is bored too, and I'm gonna have to shake that shit up a little bit.
You gotta do what?
Shake it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Add some new shit. You know what I'm saying? Find another way to get this nigga excited so I can get my shit off. That's true. Sometimes it ain't like that for
hours. And now I'd like to quote to you again from the passage of the Honorable Tupac Amaru Shakur, and it says, ladies, stop tripping on your nigga. When he go out and run them streets, it's all good. He need that, because he gonna come back and love you even better.
What the fuck is you saying, nigga? You trying to
I'm saying he might need to go hit something different and then come back and get you back your 3-4 again.
Okay, so if that's what he need, then why don't he just say that?
You'll be all right with that?
If a nigga gonna be up front with the shit, and that's what the fuck he gonna do, then I'm gonna need him to do what he gotta do. Period. If that's what the fuck he wanna do, then let him go ahead and do that shit. You know what I'm saying? If that's what he need, and that's the only thing that's gonna get us back to wherever, you know what I'm saying, I was happy at, then the nigga gotta do what he gotta do. Now, whenever you give a nigga that option, you run the risk that he's not coming back. You know what I'm saying? And frankly, if you keep him there and don't give him the option, you run the risk that the nigga gonna leave and not come back anyway. So the situation is gonna end up the way it's gonna end up. You know?
Okay. Here's my thing. If that's what you need to do, then go do that. But my question is, what the fuck am I supposed to be doing while you out doing your thing? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you need a break, then take a break. But at the same time, am I supposed to sit at home and wait on you to come back, or am I taking a break too?
Nah, you don't take no break too.
See?
You're a woman. You can't do what a man do.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Sad. It is what it is. You can't. I mean, you got to be a woman. You can't be a man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I got to be a man. I can't be a woman. I mean, you know, the funny thing is like I have to tell my lady sometimes, hey, you my lady, I'm not yours. You know what I mean? That means there's a difference here. So don't. I mean, you can't look at something that I do and then say, well, what are the? Nah, I mean, this is something that I have to do. You know, you got to do something that you got to do. Like you probably don't need to do that. So what do you mean? What do you do at that time? You chill or do whatever you were doing anyway.
I both had fun
with the girls or whatever you go do. But I mean, you know, just because I need something, you can't need the same thing. You know, that's not good.
Okay, I'm not saying that I might not need to go out and do the same thing that you're doing. All I'm saying is, while you taking care of whatever you need, while you taking your break, and you doing whatever you doing, what am I supposed to be, how am I supposed to be, okay, we got the same needs, first of all. Well, not particularly, like, not identical.
Okay.
But, like, y'all need sex, we need sex, too. So if you out here doing something else and hitting somebody else off, then what am I supposed to do in the meantime?
How long do you think this is going to take to go hit somebody off? I mean, you making it seem like you ain't never at home while I'm going to play ball or something. You ain't never. I mean, what would you do
talking
if I was
about,
going?
You talking about you just going out to hit another piece of ass and then you coming right back.
I'm back. I'm back.
Okay. As long as I know about it,
I'm not going to make no relationship out of this.
You don't never know that. You just said, you know what I'm saying? You get the pussy out of the
van. You got control to do that. I mean, you know what you're able to do and what you're able not to do. I mean, you can do that. Plenty of people, you know, mess with somebody else and then they don't let it go so far. Women are excellent at that. I mean,
now, let me just ask you this. How do you decide who you're going to hit?
The same way I decided when I got you. It's just that, you know, just holler and it kind of, you know, there it go. You know what I'm saying? It kind of just progressed to that next point. I might see somebody that I kind of want to, and there it is. I'm on them.
Okay, I don't know. I think for women, we don't really generally mind that a man have sex with another woman if he in a relationship with you. I think that the problem comes in when it becomes more than sex.
Exactly. And who wouldn't have a problem with it more than just that aspect? I mean, who wouldn't have a problem? Most people are going to have a problem with the fact that it's sex, period. They're going to have a problem with that, period. You know what I'm saying? But
I don't know. I think that the majority of
9 times out of 10, the people that have a problem with that are the people that aren't giving up the sex. And that's how weird is that. You see what I'm saying? It's like, you don't really understand. That's why you got a problem with it. But the people that understand have less problems with it.
I don't know.
If you want to play the holdout game, then, you know, first of all, like you said and I said, I don't understand the holdout game. So I don't understand it. So what I'm saying is a person that play the holdout game, it's a lot that they already just don't even get. You know what I'm saying? It's just a whole lot of what they just don't get. They don't get it. It's like, you know, what's their purpose in the relationship? What are you doing? You know what I'm saying? It, holding out, I was like, I'm with you. That's selfish. How fucking selfish can you be?
It is very selfish. But, again, we getting back into the mindset of the average woman, and it goes back to an emotional setback or a mental setback, period. 9 times out of 10, it's not that she don't want to have sex. It's the fact that she's not mentally in the right state to have sex.
But that's not possible if you're talking about you. If what I'm saying is you hold a position. It's not you know, it's not really an option of I don't really want to, you know, all the parts of my position. I mean, it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like that doesn't make sense.
I understand you saying that's her job. It's her job. So if she's not into it,
requirement.
She should just allow you to do it.
And I didn't even just no allow. Ain't no allow me nothing. If you're not into it, check your damn self and get into it.
It's not always that simple.
It is that simple. Only way it ain't, listen, the strongest muscle you have is your mind. So,
absolutely right.
Okay, so you tell it, so shall it be. You tell yourself it's not that easy, it's not that easy. You tell yourself this is what's got to get done, that's what's got to get done.
And I don't know. I'm going to say this. I have been in relationships with guys who only want to have sex when I'm mad. You know what I'm saying? When I'm mad at them because they done fucked up, that's when they want to fuck. But if I'm asking you for it, they use it as a power mechanism. It's just like, okay, this is what she wants, and I can't have what I want, so I'm going to hold this back. And I ain't going to give her none for right now. You know
okay,
what I'm saying?
What is it that he
they
wants?
Fuck up, and I'm pissed off at them, and then now they want to fuck.
Okay, well, what is it that you want?
Because I don't want to be bothered. Now I don't want to be bothered with your ass because I'm pissed off, and now you want to have sex. This is what I'm saying. Guys do this to women all the time.
I mean, I definitely know guys can do it. I mean, yeah, you know.
I don't mean a method.
A method is one thing. We're talking about a practice. This is some people's practice. I ain't really feeling it. Oh, that old bullshit. If you got a method of, you know, fuck that. Unasked this nigga to do. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. I know he's going to run his ass up here once a pussy he ain't getting. That's different. Because now you're doing it for a means to an end or something. That makes a little more sense. Then I just don't feel like it. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But this is what I'm saying. This is when I don't
feel
I asked you,
keep gas in my car. You won't keep gas in my car. So when you want some pussy, you ain't going to get it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't getting it because you can't.
Gas is high.
I mean, it is high, but I mean, I'm just saying.
That's asking a lot. Shit, what the fuck?
Not really. I mean,
I'm just saying hypothetically. It could be anything that could be wrong. She could be mentally pissed off at you because of some shit that you done already done and ain't been made right yet. So how can you expect somebody that's not, like, emotionally feeling you at the moment to just go ahead and just put it on the line and just go have sex and, you know, for what?
Okay.
You can't, it's just like having sex with somebody that you don't like. Because right now, I don't like you because you're getting on my nerves. But we can't.
I think if it gets to that.
You want me to, you know what I'm saying? You want me to pretend like I like you for a half an hour. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Huh?
Exactly.
You want me to pretend?
Exactly.
Wow.
Don't give a damn what.
Then it becomes a sacrifice, and it's.
I mean, you're looking at it as.
Off, and I'm just doing what some shit that I don't want to do. That's like slavery.
I mean, be honest with you, every nigga I know damn near going through slavery. If that's the case, because niggas don't be wanting to do all the shit we do for y'all, but there are obligations that we must meet.
Okay, well then I can take that one. I can go there.
I mean,
if
slavery is what you're going to call it, then all us niggas ain't free yet because we're always doing some shit we don't want to do. Y'all always got us somewhere we don't want to be. It's always a whole lot of what you don't feel like, and we have to suck that shit up and go do whatever it is that got to be done. You want me to go to this fucking baby shower? Ain't no other men there but me. I told you wasn't going to be no other motherfucking men here but me. Now I'm the only one sitting there. Looking stupid.
Don't take the brothers to the baby showers, ladies. Don't take the brothers to the baby showers.
I'm just telling you, though.
Bridal showers neither. Y'all don't take the brothers to the bridal showers.
Don't take the baby showers.
Those are female-only events unless it's otherwise specified.
You know, that's now you right. There. Or you know, just a whole bunch of bullshit. Or me and you first get together. You know, we've been together a little while. You want me to meet your girl. I mean, you and your girl are like fucking bosom buddies. And we going over to their house and her guy there. So now y'all two go in the kitchen and leave me in the room watching TV with this nigga that I don't even really know. And we got to try and talk about something because your ass want to be over here with her. So I got to sacrifice.
Hey.
I really want to be around my real friends and not this goofy nigga right here.
I don't know. I think maybe you are you. I don't know. If my guy say I don't want to go over there with you, then I'm not gonna make him go.
I mean, with you, most of you're understanding. But I'm saying the vast majority of women I mean, a lot of these situations come up, and these are situations I'm just rambling off. I mean, first of all, I cut hair too, so I don't sit up and talk to nothing but guys all day. So I know what the hell is going on in niggas' cribs and what they dealing with and what they going
through. I'm doing a show from the barbershop.
Oh my God, you don't want to do that. Bring it to
the I do want to do that.
Oh my God.
I want to know. I want to know.
I'm going to tell you, so it's fair. Don't come to yourself.
Real talk. I want to know what niggas don't be saying to their chicks that they should be saying. The things that they really want to say that they feel like they can't say, that they can't get out. I want to know. I want to know all of that.
Well, here's a guarantee what you need to know. Niggas really are not interested in nothing y'all have to say. That's something you need to know right there.
Wow, not nothing?
Not too much. I mean, if we didn't initiate the conversation, we pretty much not interested in it.
So what you call for?
What do you mean what we call for?
Why do you make the phone calls if you don't want to talk?
No.
If you're not interested in what we got to say, then why the hell y'all keep talking to us?
What I'm talking about is, I'm not talking about, of course you're interested when you first get with her. I'm talking about down the line. You know, I'm not interested in what the fuck you're talking about. I haven't figured out everything you could possibly say in a year to a year and a half. I don't need nothing else.
Wow.
I got it. I got you. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why most niggas are not interested when y'all be talking. Because half the time when y'all be talking, y'all just talking to yourself and y'all just want motherfucker to listen. So where a nigga fuck up.
Basically, you saying we need therapists, not niggas.
Y'all need therapists. That's why y'all be jealous so fucking much.
I think we talk to our girls. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
And then y'all get off the phone and y'all want to tell us X, Y, and Z, and y'all want to tell us about this and tell us about that. We don't really even give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? We don't care one bit, but we got to listen to this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? We
gotta
listen.
Why don't you say that?
Because that's rude. You can't in the middle of your girl.
Rude. It's not rude if it's torture. You understand what I'm saying?
No, it's rude. It's rude and inconsiderate that your woman has been upset about something that one of her girls did or something that happened at work or whatever the case may be. And she go into, baby, let me tell you what happened. You're like, yo, I really don't want to hear that shit. It's like, that's fucking rude. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that. So you got to sit there and listen.
You just kind of sit there and space out.
Pretty much. How many times have you been talking to somebody?
I can relate. I do.
Huh?
I do it all the time. I feel you.
Space dead out. I mean,
space is dead the fuck out. Don't hit nothing.
You try to catch all the contact clues you can.
Mm-hmm. You be like, For real? Damn, that's fucked up.
Occasionally, you gotta make them repeat some shit.
What'd you say? Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, I do that shit all the time.
They gonna think I'm really in it. Well, you ain't talking about it.
All the time.
That's how we be feeling. I'm serious. That's how guys be feeling. And I believe this. I believe 80% of men that get married stand in front of that minister and lie.
A lie about what?
All that shit. Everything that comes out their mouth.
All the vows is just fucked up, huh?
All them lies. This is lies.
Go on in.
What really happens is,
fuck it, I'm finna be married to this bitch and that's finna be it. That's it. We don't need to say nothing else.
That's it.
I promise to be married to this motherfucker. That's all.
That's it. Matter of fact, that's even wrong.
Because you can't even promise to be married, huh?
Exactly. I promise to let her marry me.
Wow. Wow.
Promise to let her marry me, she can marry me.
Wow.
I can't get
that's married. That's craziness, man.
How's that crazy?
It ain't always the nigga, though. I'm going to let you know that. I done had him.
A lot of times.
Nigga, I done broke up with a lot of motherfuckers because I wouldn't marry their asses.
See what I'm saying?
But that's because I know me, you know what I'm saying? And at the time, it just wasn't right, you know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this. Do you have any siblings?
Yes.
Brothers?
Yes, two.
Exactly. Hence, a little bit different than you. You know what I mean? Because I'm sure you're seeing your brothers get out.
Yeah, I learned everything from one of my, well, not everything, but I learned a hell of a lot from one of my brothers.
And then without jumping out and doing your own thing, you start putting two and two together and start, man, okay. And
I got most of my friends are guys, too, so for me, it was like even just growing up, you know, I just watch what they do. And that's why a lot of times when I was saying earlier, a nigga that's going to run some game, if the shit makes sense, you know what I'm saying, even if I don't believe it, I'll roll with it sometimes just because I know what it is. So it's not easy to just, you know, run some shit and have me gone. But, you know, I'll roll with it if it's good shit.
Everybody. I mean, a lot of times a female fucking with a nigga, they know this nigga on some bullshit, but, you know, he cute and yeah, he wording it right.
Right.
So, and then you start giving yourself, well, it could be. You know, you start giving yourself the, well, you know, all that old.
I just be like, if a nigga can hustle, you know what I'm saying? If he can run this type of shit on me, we might be able to do some shit together. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. That's basically how I roll with it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I ain't gonna lie though. If I get gone behind a nigga, I'm just gone, and it ain't nothing nobody can do about it. You can't say shit to me. I mean, you can't show me nothing. It ain't nothing you can do. I'm just gone until I get tired of the shit, until I get over it.
But that's
just where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? It don't happen often. I could say maybe 3 times out of my entire 33 years on earth. But until I get tired, I'm just done. You know, it ain't nothing you can say. You can save your breath. my friends, they done started to get hit to that shit now. It's like they attempt 1 or 2 times. Like, I don't already know. Like, I see the shit just like you see it. You know what I'm saying? Trust me, if you can see it, I done seen it a long time ago.
So what is it that got you gone?
I think for me, like my guys say, my homeboys always say that I'm like a nigga when it comes to dating. And so for me, it's really about a challenge, and I hate to lose. So a motherfucker that's running from me, I'm going to chase his ass until he give up. You know what I'm saying? Even if I don't want him.
But that's really. That ain't really a guy too tough. That's female.
Huh?
That's female.
That's some female shit to chase?
Yeah, that's, oh, yeah. That's, yeah. I mean, to like, if a motherfucker run and chase your ass down, like, oh, no. That's some female shit.
You think so?
Hell yeah. That's some female shit.
I mean, I'm not only chasing them. I might be chasing somebody else, or I might be, you know what I'm saying, getting off the shit.
I'm saying that's some female shit because.
That's some female shit chasing.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Niggas pursue women. You know what I'm saying? They might even chase them a little bit. But all in all, if she doing a whole lot of running, niggas' attention span is too short for all that. You know what I'm saying? See, women, they are excellent at staying on task. Excellent.
You think so?
Shit, look at society.
I don't understand. I mean, when I say I be chasing a nigga, I mean, if they running real hard, I just kind of let them ride because I don't have that type of energy. But if a motherfucker's still around, you know what I'm saying, and just not on the level that I'm trying to get him on, then I stick around, you know what I'm saying, and see what he going to do, and maybe attempt to pursue every now and then. You know what I'm saying? That
right.
type of thing. I ain't, like, talking about chasing, like, stalker type shit.
No,
that ain't what I mean.
But I just know women are more so adapt to strong arm and some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a woman pretty much decides you're going to be with her, that's probably what the fuck is going to happen. You know what I'm saying? That's probably what's going to happen.
I've seen that happen before.
Huh?
I said I've seen that happen.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's some female thing. Because women are so persistent at getting their way. Like guys, we lose focus real quick or we lose intensity. I mean, first of all, we got egos. So too much chasing starts to damage the ego.
Exactly. That's where the problem comes in with me.
So that's
when I give up, when the motherfuckers stop entertaining the idea. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
I mean, if they entertaining the idea, everybody, you know, pursuing how they pursuing. But I'm saying if it's like, you know, if you got to try to make them entertain the idea and stuff like that, that's a female thing. A female don't do that because females, I know you ain't going to like this, but females believe in getting whatever they want by any means necessary.
Why don't I agree with that?
Well, I said you may or may not.
I think that's just being persistent in general.
I just think that's more women than guys.
And you don't
guys.
Think that men do that?
By any means necessary. Some do. Some
by
do,
any means necessary. Any means necessary could mean a lot of shit. And I will agree
exactly.
that women are more low down when it comes
exactly.
to
that's what I'm saying.
That.
If
I ain't one of them chicks. I don't have that energy.
But that's what I'm saying.
If I got to do too much work, I don't even want to be bothered.
But I hang in there with you
for a little while. If you saying you want one thing and I want something else, I hang in there with you for a little while. I mean a little while. I might even give it like a year. You know what I'm saying? But after that, if the shit don't go down, I got to break ties like completely. I don't even want to fuck with you. I don't want to talk to you. We can't be friends and none of that.
See, that's nigga shit. But I'm with you on that. See, that's nigga shit. Because that's how I am. Yo, if I can't get what I'm after, then ain't no sense in, you know what I'm saying? Like,
all right, what the hell are we even entertaining this shit for?
Man, I
want one thing and I want something else.
I still
want
to be cool with you. Nah, that's I don't want to be cool with you.
Right, exactly. That's how I feel. I don't know, but since it seems like every nigga that I fuck with, well, not every nigga that I fuck with, but after I leave their asses alone, or after the relationship is over with, they still want to be friends and shit. And I be like, beat it. For real. I can't get them niggas to stop calling. I can't, they be, you know, blowing my phone up. I be like, dude, it's over with. I don't want to be your friend. We not in a relationship no more. It's done. You know?
Was this, hey, you break up with them or them break up with you?
Either way.
Because I'm going to tell you, niggas can't deal with breakups. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Either way, though. Whether I break up with them or they break up with me.
Yeah, niggas can break up
with they you. Never go away.
You break up with a nigga, I mean, that's just, that's like, you know what I'm saying? That's 30 minutes from death right there. Nigga can't.
Okay, so then tell me why the ones that break up with me still won't go away.
I don't know. You might have that ill nana.
But they ain't even trying to fuck. They just want to be friends.
You know, the more you talk, you're making me think you have dated an awful lot of down low brothers. That's all I'm thinking now. Pretty much going through my head. You know what I'm saying?
I got a female friend that say the same shit.
You say what?
I got a female friend that say the same shit.
That say what?
Hey, all them niggas is down low.
That's what
the ones, the ones that ain't trying to fuck, but they just want to be cool.
Thank you.
Them the niggas that like dick. That's what she
Thanks.
Say.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
That's what she say.
I'm going to tell you, even if I ain't even that attracted to you, we be around each other long enough, this dick going to come out.
Yeah, I feel you. These motherfuckers be the type of niggas that want to be on the phone all the goddamn time. They might not even want to hang out that much.
They just want to
call you 3, 4, 5 times a day, you know what I'm saying? Talk to you for a little while, you know what I'm saying? Fall asleep on the motherfucking phone and shit.
They don't want no ass. And you know what happens?
What?
You wind up fucking with him, and next thing you know, y'all cool or whatever, and you're getting him for pussy, and this, that, and the other, and you ain't getting a nigga the pussy who ain't calling you and sweating you all the time, but that's the real man.
You're right.
The real man ain't got time.
I'm gonna tell you, but I feel like this, though, really, and honestly, if that motherfucker not calling me, then he don't want to be bothered.
You say
and
what?
I'm not setting no nigga, so if you want me, you're gonna have to come get me, period.
That may very well be true as well. Matter of fact, not even may, that is true. If a nigga wants you, he gonna come after you. And then
mm-hmm.
you just gotta slow down. Don't be, you know what I'm saying? You remember when we used to play motherfucking catch the girl, kiss the girl? You gotta run slow. You want that nigga to catch you. You know what I'm saying? Because this motherfucker, I don't run hard.
This my thing is the most
hey,
gonna get out of me is that you gonna understand that I'm interested. Outside of that, I'm not gonna pursue you in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? If you want me, you're going to have to come after me, and then after, you know what I'm saying? If you still want to be bothered with me, you know what I'm saying, after you done pursued me for a little while, but you got to show me that you're interested in me, because if I'm the one chasing you, then I'm not sure if I'm the one you want or if you just want me because I want you. You understand what I'm saying?
Totally. So, but what you're saying is that both of y'all need to put that interest out there, and then... You saying you're going to put the interest out there. I'm saying
if you show interest in me, if you begin to pursue me, I will show you that I'm interested. I might not run after you. You know what I'm saying? But I'll let you catch me a little bit, and then we're going to get to know each other. You know what I'm saying? Because I need to know, for one thing, if you even worth me fucking with before I do anything. So you might not even see me for the first week. We might just get have a couple of conversations, you know what I'm saying? Cause I need to feel you out and see what you want first.
Okay.
But I'm not gonna run after you. If you call me on Monday, and then I don't hear from your ass again until Friday, then to me either you really really busy and don't have time for a relationship, or you don't want to be bothered. I'm just some secondary bullshit ass time filler, you know what I'm saying, that you want to be bothered with when you want to fucking feel like being bothered. And I'm not really, it depends on what mood I'm in. I might be on that, you know what I'm saying? But 9 times out of 10, at this point in my life, that's not what I'm on. So if that's what you want, then you might want to keep it moving. Or we can keep on talking occasionally until you really figure out if you're interested or not. You know what I'm saying? But just let me know what you want. And sometimes you don't have to say what you want. You can just, you actually speak louder than words. So like I said, if you only calling me once a month or once a week or twice a week, you know what I'm saying, then that's cool. We can just leave it at that until, because that, what that tells me is that you want some other shit and you ain't figured out if that's what you want or not. So why are you figuring that shit out?
You know why this is so funny? That's why I just went through this. So right now, I feel like I'm getting what's in the back of somebody's mind. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you're giving me a crash course in the back of somebody's mind. You know, you're talking to them up front. You know what I'm talking about? The back of the mind thoughts. Like, I'm sure these are the thoughts that are being, you know what I'm saying, displayed. I'm sure it is.
Right. I mean, it's only so many explanations behind somebody's actions. And after you, like I said, I've been around so many niggas for so long that it's like,
so bad right now. I'm talking about, I feel so bad right now.
It's real shit. If you, for real, real talk, ain't that what's going on? Ain't that what happens? That's exactly what happens. Because I know if it's me, that's what I'm on.
I ain't gonna even front. That's what happened, but it's just, you know, it just really pissed you off that somebody know. You know, it's just like
everybody.
I really would hope that you would believe some people all this stuff.
Some people don't know. Some people do. It depends on the person. Me, for one thing, I've been around shit enough to know what the fuck is going on. I see real shit. You know, I respect it, and that's why I back the fuck off. I mean, if you only, like I said, I told you already, if I meet a nigga, I already assume that he got somebody. Whether it be an occasional person, somebody that he really into and don't really know if the shit gonna work out or whatever. It's always some type of situation that he in with some other chick. They ain't never completely free when you meet them. You know what I'm saying? They always got an ex-girlfriend that they don't really know if they want to be with, or they got somebody that they with that they want to break up with, but they scared to be by themselves type shit. You know what I'm saying? It's always something. So you always got to figure out, you know what I'm saying, how they respond to you when they meet you is really how you gauge what level they on, whether or not they with somebody or whether or not they really want to pursue you. And for me, it's like if you on the fence, then stay on the fence, but don't, you know what I'm saying, make it more than what it is before it is what it is. So if you coming after me and I only hear from you twice a week, then I know you got somebody else filling the other 5 days. So while you handling that shit, I'm going to put you on the fence with my shit. You know what I'm saying? You a sometime nigga too.
You heard me throw a jab. I feel it.
If another nigga step up before you, then you ass out of luck. It's that simple.
Oh, my God. This is not going well.
That's how it is, though. I mean, that's real. I can't get no realer than that. That's just how it is.
You all in my pocket with that one. You all in my pocket.
That's why I always tell niggas, man, you gotta be, if you want to be bothered, man. If you don't want to be bothered, then really step the fuck off because you're wasting my time. If you do want to be bothered and you're not sure on what level, then you need to let me know.
So you're telling me that basically,
man, don't be mad if you ain't really ready, and when you are ready, I'm on some other shit. You snooze, you lose. That's just the way it is.
Oh, so once I do get ready, you saying you might not be around no more.
I might not be available no more because another nigga might be, you know what I'm saying? 9 times out of 10, every woman that you meet, you ain't the only nigga on their ass. So if you not sure about what you want and another nigga is, and you calling twice a week and they calling 4 times a week, you know what I'm saying, or every day, and they get in the bitch head first, who going to lose out?
But
you going
to
want
to
be.
Now I got a small disclaimer. I got a small disclaimer I need you to help me out with, because now I'm getting therapy, so I got a small disclaimer. I gotta throw a curve in here and see how that affects the situation.
All right, go ahead.
Say you got, you know what I'm saying, there's one cat calling five times a day, or five
uh-huh.
times a week. Another cat calling like twice, or, you know, one cat calling seven, whatever. The cat that's calling twice a week, that's the nigga you want bad than a motherfucker. The one
uh-huh.
calling 7 days or 5 days a week, he the one that you don't really, really want. And the one
uh-huh.
calling twice a week is on his business. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got stuff he doing. He going in and out of town. He, you know what I'm saying, he doing this, he doing that. So he don't really just, he could call you a whole lot more, but he really just, you know what I'm saying, he doing a lot of shit. So he ain't really just got time to just sit up and just talk to you all the time. This other nigga, he calling you from work. He calling you from his boyfriend. This motherfucker just calling, calling, calling. He trying to take you here, take you there. The other nigga on some, you know, yeah, I'm going to hang out with you, but, you know, it's kind of hard to put it together because he moving around so much.
Uh-huh.
Okay, take it from there.
Take it from there? Okay, let me tell you how that works, okay?
Yeah, tell me how that works.
It's all about, at that point, it's all about intentions.
About what?
Intention. It becomes a game of intention. So, say the guy that you're not really feeling is the one that's spending time with you. He the one that's calling you all the time. You know what I'm saying? He want to do this and he want to do that. And you want to do everything that he want to do. So, you're spending a lot of time with him. But the guy that you really want is busy, not uninterested. You understand what I'm saying? That's different. Now, here comes the kicker. If the guy that you really want is just interested and can't spend as much time with you as he wants to, that's one thing. But how is he handling that? Is he calling you whenever he get a chance just to check on you and see how you doing, just to let
nope,
you know?
No, he's not doing that. No, he's not doing
that. Or is he just allowing time by and expecting you to sit by waiting on his call while he out doing whatever? That's the difference.
Whatever. This man is busy. He, you know what I'm saying? He got a lot of things going on. This ain't
he got a lot of things going on.
He got a lot of things going on. I mean, you can't expect.
And you not one of them.
You can't say that. You can't expect, listen to what I'm saying. You can't expect a nigga that make $30,000 to treat you the same way a nigga that make $150,000. Nigga make $150,000, got more shit he got to do. And he can't,
I'm not saying that.
And a nigga don't get to making that type of number. Sitting up, you know what I'm saying, calling and talking to you every day all day. He gotta get it.
Kendall, you missed it.
How much are you calling him? How about that?
But see, this is my thing. This is what I just got through telling you. If you're not making an effort, if you're not pursuing me, then I'm not even gonna think about pursuing you because I need to know if you're interested. A brother that's interested, and I'm gonna tell you, I've been here, done this. I done dealt with niggas that make all kind of money. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be blue collar $20,000 a year, white collar $250 and up. You know what I'm saying? Or entertainers that make $20. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
This is my thing. If a nigga interested, he gonna make it known. Period. Regardless of how busy he is, if he thinking about you, he gonna make sure you know about it. Period. If a motherfucker want to be with you, regardless of what he is doing, if he got to call your ass or text you at 2 o'clock in the morning because he don't know if you up or not, just to let you know he's thinking about you, he'll do that. If you so busy and so wrapped up in your career and whatever the fuck else you got going on that you can't even make a phone call, a two-minute phone call to say, hey, you know what I'm saying, I can't really talk right now, but I just want to let you know I was thinking about you. Some shit like that. I know it sounds sappy.
I was just going to tell you, wait, I got to
like,
say this. I'm glad you said this because you got to factor in the fact that, you know, maybe you've dated a lot of, let me just say this, though. Let me get this out.
A lot of download niggas.
Exactly. So you have been, you have experienced a lot of, you know, a lot of fruit cup roll-up ass bullshit. So now, when you get with a real man and handle shit like a man, you thinking it's some bullshit in the game.
It's not necessarily that it's some bullshit in the game. All I'm saying...
Fags understand this. Fags
realistically,
this.
If you...
play on your emotions.
You call it twice a week because that's the only time you get to call where we on the same time zone and you can actually have... And you calling when you can have a quality conversation. That's one thing. But you need to express that. Do you understand what I'm saying? At the same time, what are you talking about when you call? Is it just some bullshit every day or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Or are you really trying to get to know this chick? Are you making your intentions clear? Are you saying, you know what I'm saying, I might want to potentially pursue something with you, but right now my shit is crazy and I can't really, you know what I'm saying, commit to no, I can, not only can I not commit to anything, but I can't even really tell you that I'm going to have time to even, you know, pursue this relationship the way that I want to. Here's the thing. You can say that and you can be that. But at the end of the day, if somebody else is pursuing her, regardless of whether or not she's feeling him right now, if she's spending all her free time with this nigga and 2 months down the line, you still calling two times a week, it's a potential relationship going on between her and this other nigga. And once a chick get gone behind another nigga, it ain't really nothing you can do. You can come back in the picture and she might want to fuck or some shit like that. But it ain't going to be what it could have potentially been had you had the time to pursue, you know what I'm saying, whatever. At the same time, she could be so into you that she can't get into another nigga. That can happen too. And if that's the case, then she going to be available when you available. But you can't always expect that to be the case, is all I'm saying.
No, you can't always expect that to be the case. But I think that's the
case. And you can't be mad if it's not the case.
Nah,
sometimes you make, and a lot of people
getting upset is like the furthest thing from, you know, if it's me, we saying, yo, getting upset is the first thing from my fucking mind. I mean, a lot of guys might get upset about it or whatever, but, you know, I don't know. I just figure it's just too many out there to be getting upset. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't with all that.
I feel you on all of this. All I'm saying is this, in any situation that you're talking about, when you're talking about two or maybe even one professional individual, if a motherfucker got a career and not just a job, then they putting a lot of effort into that. Then
exactly.
It becomes about priorities, you know what I'm saying, which is more important to you. And if your career is that important to you, then you might miss out on a lot of shit.
I mean, and that's
right.
My point, really. That's my
right.
My point,
but if
that
you,
right there is that people
don't
but if
that's
believe
what
it
you
takes,
be
to, what it takes to put
problem.
Together a career. That's not a walk in the park.
No, it's not. It absolutely is not.
You're trying to have a career. I mean, like, for example, let me just give you, I mean, this is a very good example. I've been on the phone with you for I don't know how long. Once I'm off the phone with you, then, you know what I'm saying, I got to try and shoot out a couple little emails from MySpace to a couple people coming to the Bernie Mac tribute tonight. Then I got to go get dressed and everything, then shoot down to the tribute tonight, do the tribute, all that. What I'm saying for me and for guys like me, throughout my process, my mental stays on the advancement of my career. But there are definitely people, you know, that I've met that I, you know, like or, you know, wanted to pursue or whatever the case may be. But, you know, I don't have the time to pursue like I did when I was just cutting hair and that was all I was doing. You know what I mean? Because now I can sit on the phone with you and talk to you all day while I'm cutting hair. But just
right.
like working a job. Like when I was working cutting hair every day, my comedy suffered. And the reason that it suffered is because I didn't, you know, if you don't have something, you're going to work damn hard to get it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, when I was cutting hair, I had decent money. So, I mean, like, shit, I'm good. You know, I do shows and hit shows or whatever, but I was pretty good. You know, I'm making good money coming here, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to the show and all these comics broke as hell, nigga. I'm in the club in the back with 300-400 in my pocket, nigga. Who want a drink? You know what I'm saying? It's nothing.
Right.
But once you quit cutting hair, now you don't have that there. Now, you go all out focused. I'm talking about your grind gets so serious on whatever it is that you're trying to do in order to eat now. And so that might take away from a lot of other different things. We get away from all that. Like, for me, if a female is really, like, I may like her, I may want to get with her, whatever, but I'm at the point now where she got to step her motherfucking game up. Fuck the fact that I just like her. If you're going to lag back and think, I got to show you this and show you that, we probably not going to work out. You need to be seeing who the fuck you're dealing with and act accordingly. Like, if you were a nigga that could call you 7 times a day, then you need to be, you know what I'm saying, able to take the phone call from that nigga 7 times a day. If you with a nigga that's, you know what I'm saying, grinding hard on his career, then, man, you need to shoot him out a couple calls. Like, man, you know, he no telling what that nigga doing. Just, hey, what's up? Well, oh, okay, baby, yeah, yeah, well, holla, holla, holla.
It may be the difference.
Here, or meet me over there, or whatever the case may be. But he don't necessarily have time to just come sit in your living room and kick the bobos all day. I mean, maybe
and that's fine,
a couple
that's
days
cool.
Do that. But what about, I mean, like, if we talking about me, man, I got to go out of town. I'm out of town for a week. I'm out of town for 2 weeks. I'm out of town for a weekend, 2 weekends. I mean, and then I got a great relationship with my family. So generally, when I got some downtime, I'm trying to go see my mom and my dad. Like, I'm crazy about my father. So, I mean, you know, I'm trying to go see my old man and my sisters. And I got a son, so I spent a tremendous amount of time with him. So it's like it's so much that, you know what I'm saying, get in there. And then I'm like the girl you were saying earlier. Nobody meets my son. And it's just not going to happen. You're not going to meet my son. So if I'm spending time with him, then that's not no time to talk to you or be with you. That's not no time.
Right.
My son, I'm talking about, man, like today, me being on this phone with you, my son keep asking me, Daddy, what's going on? Like, you know, the nigga's regulating the phone because he know once I get off of here, I'm going to be shooting around and I'm going to be hitting that door. So I ain't spend no time with you, Daddy. What's up?
Yeah, I feel you.
So, you know, in those aspects, you know, I'm a little bit different like that. But I just think, you know, man, the chick going to have to make, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I'm not saying that she shouldn't do nothing. All I'm saying is that the interest has to be there. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know he's busy, then you kind of need to make an effort to make yourself seen, because you might not even be the only chick that he's dealing with. So if you interested,
and even more so, it could be, yo, I could really be feeling this one, but, you know, I don't really have time to, like, be on it like you need to be on. Like, I obviously know that when you first meet a female, that's a delicate time. You know what I'm saying? That's a very delicate time in the relationship process. So you got to be very careful and try to do things in a certain manner to, you know what I'm saying, make sure things progress the right way.
Right.
But if you don't have that type of time, hey, you got to look at it this way, man. Let's say I do a show tonight. I meet somebody that I really, really like. You know, like, man, we kick it off great, everything. I do another show tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's another one tomorrow. There's another one on Monday. There's another one on Tuesday. And there's another one back on Wednesday. Then Thursday. Then ain't nothing on Friday. Then back again on Saturday. So, I mean, it's like my day is me. You know what I'm saying? It's popping. 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's popping. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, so are you like, you know what I'm saying? I think that, I don't know, it just depends on, it depends on the guy, I guess. I'm saying if a guy ain't got no time because he working and he doing some shit that I could be, where I could be around, that's something else, you know what I'm saying? Or you could just be like, you know, show some interest in what, she should be showing some interest in what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? If you having a show tomorrow, then maybe she might want to come check that out. You know what I'm saying? That kind of thing.
That sounds good. That's what it's supposed to be.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. I mean, just because you busy don't mean that you can't have no time. I mean, look, I'm the prime example. I work a regular 9-to-5. You know what I'm saying? I got a shorty. You know what I'm saying? I write this blog and I maintain this advice column on MySpace. I have the podcast that I have to do every week, you know what I'm saying? And I'm writing a book.
Okay.
When do I have time, for real, to date anybody? But if I'm really feeling somebody, I let them know that I'm interested, even if I don't have a whole lot of time to spend with them, you know what I'm saying? It might be an email, it might be a phone call, it might be just a small little text message or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's beautiful, but factor in the guy that, you know, that ain't his shit. You know, I mean, like, I tell my dad, let me tell you, me and my dad's Jamaican, okay? And we talk all the time. And one thing I tell my father is, I'm like, yo, women are totally different than when you and my mom got together. You know, they different now than they were. Like, nowadays, women want bitches. They don't want no man. They want a female with a dick. That's what they after now. They not after men because certain shit come with being with a man. When you with a 100% heterosexual, certain shit come different. It ain't going to be that soft shit that you used to text messages out of the blue. Hey, sweet thing, just wanted to let you know that I thought the sun was shining, and I said, hey, remind me of my baby. Call me back when you get this.
That's a big grain, man. I can't even get with that shit.
Just telling you. I mean, obviously, I'm over-exaggerating it, but I'm just saying that, you know, a lot of cats ain't the type to keep sending that type of bullshit out. Some niggas just ain't even on that. That's some soft shit. Like, I got, like me, I think I'm somewhat of a charming person. So I know how to charm a woman. But you know how many times I'm on the road with niggas doing comedy shows, and they meet a female, they be like, hey, nigga, text something back for me. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Nigga, text something back, something smooth. All right. This nigga don't know what to say.
It's crazy.
That's because he 100% heterosexual. And seeing real women back in the day, that's what they looked for. They looked for a nigga that had them type of flaws because that meant you was a man. If you spent time wooing and talking to a woman and yeah, baby, and I just, they'd be like, there's something up with him.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. If it's
wrong with him.
To be
a
too
man,
much.
A man focused on his family and his money, if that's a real man. That's what he focused on. That's where his focus at. You got to get in there. That's what my grandmama used to tell me. Hey, she going to get in there. She going to slide right on in there while you doing your thing, you're busy, you working, you woo. She going to slide in there. She going to find her niche. She going to figure out where the oil need to go. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
That's very true. That's
she going to notice. She going to notice you squeaking.
What the thing
hold on,
is,
let me need some oil, goddammit. Hold on. Let me explain. That's not happening no more because all these faggot ass motherfuckers. They make women believe that niggas is supposed to do that goofy shit. It's like now it's to the point where it's so much what you supposed to do. You do this, you do it, and the fuck out of here. It don't go like that. But that's all these bitch ass niggas that done booked it up. Booked it clean up. So now you got women believing that that's the way the shit's supposed to go. But that ain't the way that shit's supposed to go. Even the Bible will tell you ain't supposed to go like that. But I ain't going to go there.
Yeah, I need you to go there. Where say that at?
Where say that at?
Tell me.
I'm just saying, you know, you could just use it in context like this here. The Bible speaks on marriage. It says that when a man...
Of course.
It says that when a man is to marry his wife, that he is to love his wife as Christ loved the church. Right?
Correct.
Okay. And when they talk about a woman...
You're supposed to submit.
Huh?
I get submission. I get
it says that she is to leave her family and cleave to her husband.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
So now, what do I get from that? You want to tell you what I get from that?
I get that
a man, you're supposed to be busy doing your thing, handling your business. You see something you like you said, you make mention to the fact that you like it and you're attracted to it and so forth on it. Y'all try to, you know what I'm saying, talk and go back and forth a little bit, but that's on her to step out and into you. That's how I believe it.
I don't know about if I agree 100%. I think that if you're not really making an effort, then she's not the woman for you.
Okay, let me ask you this.
And it depends on the woman.
Okay, who with who? Is a woman with a man?
That's what she wants.
Is a woman with a man or a woman?
What?
If you see a couple walking down the street,
mm-hmm.
Now I know what your answer probably going to be. Gonna fuck everything up. But you see a couple walking down the street, is the man with the woman or is the woman with the man?
I think the woman is probably with the man.
Exactly.
But this is my thing. How you start a relationship is generally how it's going to be. And so if you're the type of woman that can deal with that, and you can deal with your man being gone all the time and being busy all the time and not really, and you really, really low maintenance, and you don't have those type of needs, you don't need for somebody to be
positive. Low maintenance. I hate when y'all downgrade.
No, I mean, I'm not saying that low maintenance is bad. I'm just saying it's different than most women. Most women need a lot of attention. You know what I'm saying? And some women don't. And so if you one of those women that's of lower maintenance regarding to attention, you know what I'm saying, then you might be better suited for that type of relationship. And if that's how it starts and you okay with that, then that's fine. But 5 years down the line, when you don't have no time with that man, you can't complain about that shit, because that's how it was in the beginning. This is who he is, and this is what he's doing. And he's pursuing his career, and damn the relationship.
See,
if you not put no effort.
It always got to be some damn the shit. Why? Boy, I say. Motherfuckers going to make this shit fit.
Like I said in the beginning of this conversation, anything worth having is worth working for.
Oh.
If you're not putting, if she making all the effort in a relationship in the beginning, 5 years from now, she's still going to be making all the effort in a relationship, and you're going to be doing whatever the hell you're doing, is what I'm saying. You're going to make time for it whenever you get time for it, whenever when you get time off from what you're really concerned with. That's when you're going to make time for the relationship. But this is what I'm saying. All women can't handle that, but some women can. And if you're the type of woman that can handle that, then handle it. But don't change your mind 5 years down the line and say, I need you to be at home more. Because that's not who you was with in the beginning.
So you saying Juanita was out of order with Mike?
What you mean? Out of order?
She was out of order because that's what she told Mike. She wanted him to spend more time at home.
Well, let me just say this about Juanita and Mike.
Okay.
I don't think Juanita was necessarily out of pocket for that, because Mike retired from from his original career.
Okay.
Now, once you retire from that job, now say you're a comedian right now,
yeah,
you may not want to do that shit no more in 15, 20, 30 years. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
15, 20 years down the line, she done put up with you pursuing your career, but now you retired. And now it's her time to reap the benefits of being so patient when you was pursuing your career. She sat back in the back. You know what I'm saying? Now, you don't have that career anymore. Now you're going to make something else where you can't spend time. Your kids haven't been seeing you like they should. I ain't been spending no time with you. And now you're going to make something else. Now I'm going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be around me? What the hell? I've been here all this time waiting on you to do what you want to do and allowing you to do whatever you want to do and pursue your career because that's what was important to you. But that career, that particular career is over. You have retired from that. You're not doing that no more. So now, why do you need to find time to do more stuff instead of doing you know what I'm saying? That you don't have the excuse anymore. So you're going to make a new excuse why you can't be at home? What is that?
What the fuck is that is that when I started out, when I got with you, I was a rookie in the NBA. And I had to work hard to become, when I first got to the league, didn't nobody know who the fuck I was. So now when I get ready to leave and retire from the league, they're saying that I virtually single-handedly saved the NBA. I virtually single-handedly saved Nike Corporation. So I have done tremendous things with my life. And now that I am retired, I am a megastar. Not just no fucking superstar. I am a megastar. I'm a household. I am a world name. I'm damn near in the dictionary. That's how phenomenal I am. And you think I'm finna fucking drive the kids to soccer practice?
I don't think that was she. That, I don't think she was trying
that
to bitch.
That was part of it. It was said. She like, man, he can help out around the house now.
Well, helping out around the house is a little bit much. You know what
I'm
saying? I'm
just trying to tell you.
Because if that's what you've been doing all along,
remember, I got, now listen, you got to imagine the type of phone calls. Like, I mean, I try to tell people all the time. I say, look at my life. The type of phone calls that come in for me and the type of things that I do. Now, compare that to somebody like Mike Jordan. You know what I'm saying? His shit is phenomenal. So you're trying to get him to, you know, chill like he ain't in the league no more. But, you know, it's a million motherfuckers out there who've been waiting to pull and tug and get a piece of him. And I'm sure that you could easily be like, well, damn, you know, we your family and yada this and yada that. But you got to understand who I am. This is what I do. Like, for example, Michael Jordan is an Aquarius. Most Aquarians are real outgoing people. They like to be around people, and they like they downtime of they personal time. They love those different things. But they real strong people. They, you know, out and about with the people and so forth on. So now Mike retire. This man got all type of calls coming in to do this, to do that, to do that, to do this, to own a team, to play for another team, to do a million and one different things. How the hell you leave this man because you think he's supposed to be spending more time with you?
I don't know. Maybe she just got to the, well, I don't know. I don't know. I can't really speak for Juanita because I'm not Juanita. And quite honestly, I'm the type of chick to get with a guy because he is what I need him to be right then, and that's probably what I'm going to need later. I'm not real high maintenance when it comes to attention and all of that shit because I don't like clingy niggas. And so,
they go another motherfucking female trait that women love. They love for their nigga to be over their house and be up on them.
I don't like that. I need my space. I need, you know what I'm saying? I don't mind you calling me to check on me and see how I'm doing and everything, but I don't want to talk to you all day, every day. I don't want to spend all of my free time with you, and I don't want you sitting up under me all the time because I'm going to get sick of your ass, and you're going to be out the door. It's that simple. I'm not on that. I'm not on that at all. I need my own specific downtime to myself. I need time with my family. I need time with my friends. You know what I'm saying? And for me, it's all about priority. Like, with, as far as my guy's concerned, it's what kind of time am I spending with you? Am I sitting around watching TV with you? Or are we actually doing shit? Because I'm real, I like to be out. I don't like to be sitting around the house not doing shit.
If we sitting there watching TV, I think we're doing something. Y'all kill me with that.
I mean, that's fine. But not all the time, is what I'm saying. If this is the only time I see you, is when we sitting in the house watching TV and you want me to put down everything else that I'm doing to come do that with you, then I don't really see the point. Because that's not as interesting to me as going out and doing something. And I'm not saying that a motherfucker got to be spending money on me all the time.
I don't think that's
can we be outside? Damn.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. You kind of saying, can we move around a little bit?
I don't like being stationary.
I mean, I feel that. I totally feel that. I just think, you know, again, you fucking with another one of my issues. But, because, once I come in, I don't know.
I want to come back out. I feel you. That's fine.
I don't want to be out. I mean, you got to understand. My life is swarmed with being out, going to a club, going to the comedy club, being out late at night, kicking the head, going to the comedy club, then leave the comedy club, and going to the after party. And then, you know, going and kicking it over at the bar over here. I mean, my life is so consumed with that, yo, now it's time to sit and just chill. So, really, when
that's
I get
different.
My lady, I'm really thinking this is an opportunity for me to...
You need a chick that's not like a chick that like being...
Put my head on her lap and take a break.
Right, well then, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of chick that you need. You don't need somebody like me that's they like to be on the go all the time. Because when I'm at home, when I get home and I'm chilling... Because I'm tired of being outside, I want to be by myself, more than likely. Either that, or I'm trying to have some sex and go to sleep.
See, that works.
See, that's what I'm saying. But that's not really spending time.
That works. Go right.
If I'm asleep, that's not spending time.
I think it is.
You think it is?
Yes.
Oh, if I'm sleeping, you just in the same room, that's spending time.
If you sleep and I'm asleep, I think we are spending time sleeping. Fuck, I think we doing.
I'm gonna let you have it.
We giving our relationship a rest. I don't see the problem.
If we go
for a walk, are we doing something? Are we spending time? Yeah, we fucking going for a walk. Whatever we do and we are in the same vicinity with one another, we doing this shit together. This is time spent.
Okay, but it's the only time you spend it.
I'm gonna tell you like this. If something happens and that person's not around no more, it's the time that you took for granted that's gonna mean the most.
You're true. You're right. You're right about that. That's true. That's very true.
You ain't gonna think, oh, he used to always take me to the show every Monday. No, you're gonna think, man, when he would come in tired as hell and he'd fall out and just lay on me. I would love to have him do that right now. Fuck the show. You know what I'm saying?
True.
I want that nigga to come in from tired and tell me about the show. And generally, me, after I come in from a show, I killed that bitch. So I'm on 10. I'm hyped, man, baby. Oh, ooh. And then I said, and then I did this. And then, whoa, that motherfucker said, whoa. Well, I'm finna go lay down. That's the shit you're gonna think about later when, if shit ever go fucked up. That's the shit that weigh heavily and most on your mind. You don't be thinking about, damn, I remember we went to Ruth Chris. You don't be thinking about that shit. You be thinking about that real shit.
You're absolutely right.
On the lake, me and him just talking. I'm talking about walking on the lake and talking for 4 hours.
I'm not saying everything got to be all hyped up and, you know what I'm saying, whatever. I'm saying, if you spend time with me, I might really want to sit on the couch.
You got to enjoy every moment that you get.
I might need some air. You know what I'm saying? So, kicking it on the lakefront, you know what I'm saying, walking down, even if we ain't talking. We just walking. That could be relaxing for me. You know what I'm saying? And I might want to relax with you. You know what I'm saying? But I might not want to just sit and watch TV. We might not even agree on what the fuck to watch unless it's Sunday afternoon and we watching football. That's the only thing we probably agree on to watch on TV.
Oh, you watch football?
For sure.
You all right. You all right. I don't know why you ain't married.
Because I don't want to be, nigga. we had this discussion already.
Marriage is not your choice.
Not right now. I ain't met nobody that made me want to be married yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when I do, I might decide that that's what I want to do. But for the moment, for the time being, I ain't on that shit.
But that's his choice.
I'm just doing me.
I think when a woman gets married, you know, 9 times, if it's a good marriage, that nigga gonna make you marry him. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what's up. You know what I'm saying? He gonna ask, and you ain't gonna say no.
When that time comes, then I might be ready for that shit. Right now, it's just not happening.
That nigga gonna ask, and you ain't gonna want to disappoint him.
That might just happen.
Well, normally, I ain't on this motherfucker, but since it's you.
Right. Exactly. That's all I'm saying. It ain't. It's gonna be motherfucker that makes
the bride, motherfucker.
That's gonna make me want to do that. That's all I'm saying. But you gotta really kind of like make me want to do that shit.
I ain't met one yet. Personally, baby, I think it's because you keep dating all them down low brothers.
That's what my girl said.
And they don't get married. So, I mean. Well, yeah, actually, they do.
They do.
No, you heard me. I just fixed it. They do. They get married real good. They get married.
They get married all the time.
Yeah, they get married all the time. They be trying to really send you off.
Yep.
Yeah, so, again, I don't know why you're not married. Shit, you dated the right ones.
Huh?
You done dated enough little man kissers, so I don't know why you ain't got married.
I probably not had a few of them. At least that's what I hear.
I know you have. Just listening to your conversation, I know you have dated a couple Manchester. I want you to tell your girl. I want you to be like, hey, I was talking to Kendall.
I'm finna call as soon as I get off the phone.
After our conversation, he has assessed that I have dated an awful lot of man kissers. Because none of their tendencies.
Well, why it seems like, and for real, every time she always say, I be gone behind the homosexuals. That's what she say. She say, every nigga that I get gone behind is a freaking down low nigga.
Yeah, I mean.
That's what she say. She say, every single nigga, I date the realest niggas in the world and be cool on them. I don't even give a fuck. But then I get with a down low nigga and my ass don't know how to act.
That's because I don't give a fuck with nobody, say. If I don't get fags, nothing in the world, I got to give them credit. Them motherfuckers know something. They know something. On that sexual shit, they know something. They know how to make your ass flip and see the moon and come back. But they know how to make him do it, too.
You are so foul for that. It's got to be, and for me, really, the guys that I get gone behind don't even be the niggas I be fucking all the time. I could be with a nigga for a year and be fucking him all the time and not really feeling him. Then I get with a motherfucker that don't want to have sex, and then I be gone.
But that's
trying to make this nigga.
The thing is, that's that part of they know shit. Fags, they know deny women the dick. They know that shit. And one, it's like niggas know it too. Like for example, me and my niggas, we sit around, we talk about that shit. Okay, bitch, wanna be on that? All right, nigga. Well, she wants some dick, she ain't gonna get it. But she tried for 20 minutes, and this nigga like, fuck it, come on. I can't hold out no motherfucking mouth. You know what I'm saying? But a fact, he don't want your ass anyway. So he damn near got an attitude with you for trying to get it.
Wow.
He get pissed at you. Man, what the fuck is wrong with you? Get up off the wall. A real nigga can't handle pussy like that.
Mm-mm.
He can't do it. That motherfucker, listen, if he...
So if I call a nigga and be like, come get this shit, and he be like, Nah, I'm straight. He gay?
Motherfucker. Listen, he gay or he don't like you. It's only them the only two options. Them the only two options.
Ain't he no gay or he don't like me?
He gay or he don't like you.
Okay.
He gay or he ain't interested at all.
Okay.
Ain't no
but the nigga that ain't interested ain't calling, right?
You say what?
The nigga that ain't interested ain't calling, though, right?
What you mean?
I'm saying if a motherfucker ain't interested, he ain't finna be blowing your phone up like that. And he ain't gonna be mad if you get up with another nigga. Or if he think you might be talking to somebody else.
No.
You
don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Do you? Shit, bitch, I don't want you.
You know what I'm saying? You don't care?
That's all I'm saying. But if a nigga is calling you, fucking with you, any of that type of shit, and you like, man, you know what, man, hey, why don't you come over here and spend the night? And he like, nah, I ain't on that. Click, hang up, that's a fact. I'm talking about that. Hang up, cut the ties that bond y'all together now. I'm telling you.
Whew, these are words to live by. I thank God for this conversation. I've seen the light.
Just quick, if a motherfucker ain't trying, listen. If a female, if life is to the point, see, you want a man. You don't want no bitch. You want a man.
True that.
Okay, so if you want a man, then you got to know men operate under rules. Bitches just operate.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
See that's why I need to be in the barbershop.
That's why you said, you was like, man, yeah, females, they could get vicious. Ooh, man, they to the death for this shit. Niggas, they play by rules. If you watch two niggas fight, it's to try to destroy the other one. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Two niggas fight. This nigga try to kill the other one. He try to prove you totally out your league. I dominated you. You don't want no trouble. Right?
Right.
Bitches fight. What they try to do? Humiliate each other. Pull the bitch titties out. Snatch her hair off. She ain't
true
trying to
that.
Kill the bitch. She just want to humiliate her and make herself seem better. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, right. So you're saying a bitch-ass nigga is going to try to make you feel fucked up.
I'm telling you, a bitch-ass nigga is going to do shit like, instead of trying to play the position of dominating you, for example, you just said, man, I call him, I tell him, man, come on through, you know what I'm saying, hang out or whatever. He like, nah, that's bitch shit. He trying to control you. A nigga would be over there trying to put that dick on you and dominate you.
Yeah, I feel you.
A nigga finna be like, oh, okay, I'll be right through that. Nigga, after I fuck this bitch, she finna go shopping. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's a nigga. A bitch? He already know. He play odd, because that's what bitches play. He play the odd. Well, if I give her some dick today, yeah, woo-woo, or, nah, I'm going to just play off a little bit. Niggas don't fucking have that much time to think. Every bitch know niggas is dumb. Niggas don't do that much fucking thinking. Not with no pussy involved. It's some pussy involved. Oh, no, I'm finna go get that.
Wow.
I'm finna go get that. Now, if it done got to the point, because I've had this. It got to the point I got it so much, now I don't even really want it no more. Now she called, hey, come over here. Nah, I'm straight. I said all I wanted.
Good. What if it's some ego shit, though? You know what I'm saying? What if you fuck with a bitch and she ain't, and you feel like she ain't, she felt like you wasn't all that? Would you still go back and do it again?
She felt like I wasn't all that?
Yeah.
And she told me?
Not necessarily in words, but maybe you feel like, even though she's saying.
Somehow it came about.
Huh?
Somehow it came about that, hey, it was probably more for you than it was for me, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah, I'm back over there with the ASAPness, bitch. My pride on the line. Open up.
Now you gotta prove yourself, right? That's some ego shit, right? Not the other way around. You don't wanna fuck with her cause she, you know what I'm saying? Cause you might not have got her there.
No.
Now you gotta prove a point, right?
I gotta prove my motherfucking point. But that's the ego. Men have egos. Bitches don't. Bitches got minds.
But ain't sometimes the ego, couldn't it work the opposite way?
What
if, you know what I'm saying, you feeling like you can't do shit for this bitch, why the fuck you want to keep on doing it?
Well, what I'm saying is, for me to get to that point, it can be a reverse ego like that, like, yo, I'm going to quit fucking with her because she's damaging my ego. You know? I ain't messing with her no more. That can happen, but that's only after I done been there several times. I ain't going to hit that shit once or three times and be like, I can't beat her. Fuck that.
Okay, I'm just making it clear. Check me out on www.lahaspot.com for the blog archives and the podcast archives. And check out my boy Kendall Ferguson at Jokes and Notes in Chicago at 4641 South King Drive on November 14th, 15th, and 16th. He will be headlining the shows on those particular evenings. Y'all check him out. He's a very funny cat. And until next time, holla.